Rahotu in Taranaki qualifies. It's home to about 300 people and is on State Highway 45, otherwise known as the Surf Highway. If you're hovering above Taranaki, Rahotu is near the coast at 9 o'clock. It has a grand memorial gate, a school, a foursquare, a tavern, a community hall and a couple of garages. Late last year, Carol called in on one of them.
Hello. Hello. Are you Jason?
It's me.
Hello, I'm Carol from Radio New Zealand. I spoke on the phone the other day.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going?
Hi,
nice to meet you.
Good stuff.
Cool. So we're at the local petrol station.
Yep.
And you've got a garage here.
Yep.
Yeah, and your name's Jason Allen. What's it like doing business in Rahotu?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the garage is busy.
Yeah, real busy.
Yep.
Yeah, we've owned it for a year now, it's been so cool, a new adventure. Just making new changes, new pumps and stuff. We've had to, because we used to have pumps that were real old school. So as soon as someone, you'd pump your gas and it didn't tell you what the petrol price was. So then you'd have to quickly run out with a pen, write it down.
What, how many litres?
Yeah, everything.
A lot of dollars, litres.
And then, if you had, like, one day we had 20 bikers, and mate,
I just handed out there with a little square, those square pieces of paper, writing down,
and then
I was giving it to each one as they were coming in, but they'd hang it up, and then the next guy would be on the other side, he'd pull it off, and it'd disappear.
So the numbers would disappear.
It was so bad. Yeah. So we've just upgraded actually, just a couple
of
months
ago. Now the pumps talk to the till.
Yeah, we have gone mod.
What did you do before you had the garage?
I worked here.
Yeah, who are your customers?
Mainly local people.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for 30 years on the 1st of December.
Right, so you must like it.
Yep.
What's good about the community?
Everybody seems to be fairly happy. So we had a bit of a disaster here a while ago, and a tornado came in off the beach and came straight up Kahui Road and wrecked all of the, well, most of the properties, did damage on most of the properties all the way up the road. It was pretty devastating, really. Took our sleepy out roof off and put it through our kitchen window. So, yeah, like, probably before 11 o'clock in the morning, what happened, like, at 7 o'clock.
And, in the morning?
Yeah. And then I came up to check on whether the power was going. And so I went back home and, basically, 25 people probably, or it might have even been 27. How many people came to see us before lunchtime?
Just to see if you were okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was real awesome. It was real, they were so supportive and it was overwhelming actually.
What do people do here to socialise and for entertainment?
It's really good fishing around here. So quite a lot of people have got boats and they're a member of the boat club. So there's the boat club teas on a Friday night. That's pretty cool place to go and have a meal and look out over the ocean.
They also have like a pool club and stuff like that.
The pub, yep.
At the pub, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a bowling club?
There's a bowling club.
What do kids do here?
There's a caf. Oh no, there's the beach is pretty cool. We, go down fishing with the surfcasters and everyone's got a four-wheeler and when there's a low tide, I suppose we'll go and get power. And
as soon as you go, we'll be like, there's so much. Yeah.
Duck shooting, there's a whole lot.
Yeah, I just like how you're all like family, and if ever you need anything, you can just call on that neighbour to help you out. Had anyone ever turn me down for any help. If somebody's sick, they'll do like a meal train and stuff like that. Not just set up, just the community goes, right, we need to sort this out, and we all get together and we sort it out.
I think you get that in a lot of small communities.
Do you do much agricultural stuff?
We do whatever our customers ask us to.
Tractors?
Motorbikes and lawnmowers.
Warrior Fitnesses.
Yeah.
Basically, we've got a Mercedes out there that we're having a bit of fun with.
Our mechanic, Radio New Zealand is his radio station.
Oh, is it?
He said to me, who is it? And can you send her to say hello?
Oh, where is he?
He's out here. I'll show you.
Out this way?
That's who. Yeah, he calls my other station.
Hello.
I'm always listening to it here.
Oh, that's good.
Streaming some music today, that's all. What's good about Rahotu? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
You could blink.
You could blink and miss it.
You could hold your breath from one city limit to the other.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is a pretty cool place.
So have you lived here a while?
20 odd years, 25 now.
We've got an infested car with a couple of rats that have gone in and
chewed everything.
And then they've eaten poison and they've gone up in behind the dash and then died.
Ooh. You can smell them?
Yeah, you can. If you put your head in there, you won't be in there for long.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's still one in there, I reckon.
But what do you like about Rahutu?
It's not Auckland. Good surf nearby. People are friendly. We don't have hassles. It's a lot less stressful than working in town. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's like. I mean, we're getting a bit of creep, you know. We're getting that bloody... How people are cutting, making sections and stuff, but they're not selling fast. They've made subdivisions on nice beach down here. There's one down here, yeah. But it's so... People didn't realise, I don't think, how wild the weather is.
Yeah, it's
a beautiful
coast.
Place, but
it's four seasons
a lot of the
day,
time it's
know?
Really bad weather, you know. They didn't take that into account, but...
And windy, like on the coast, it'll be 15 or 20 knots more wind than what you've got somewhere else.
Are you a surfer?
Yeah.
Look, come on, rats, you must have been in there somewhere, surely.
No, has he been in there?
No, I can't find it. I'm going to have to pull the whole dash out.
Oh, are you Steve?
Hi, yes, I am indeed.
Hello, I'm Hi. Carol Stiles.
Hi.
I'm from Radio New Zealand.
Yes.
And I work on a program called Country Life.
Saw my sign out there. I've not had that out there for probably 3 months, and the only reason why it's out there is because I'm waiting for a lady to turn up with a saddle repair job, and I thought if I put that out, she'll see it. But no, I stopped putting it out because I keep getting too much work, so... Yes, yeah, so many people come here and they say, oh, I didn't even know you were here, you know, and I say, that's the idea. Only those who need to find me, find me. It's your time.
So you do what, leather repairs, saddlery, sort of thing?
Yep, been doing it for 30 odd years, yeah, worked on 7 movies. Leather worker on Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, Last Samurai, Kingdom Come, Spartacus for 3 seasons, I just do all the leather work and saddlery for this area because there's nobody else that does it like me. Very few saddlers left.
Well, where did you learn?
Self-taught, yeah.
Was it something you had to do an apprenticeship then?
There is apprenticeships for various types of leather work, sure, yeah. But no, I didn't go and do anything, any courses or anything like that, no. Self-taught, so I customise Harley Davidson seats, saddlebags, do all riding gear for horses, pistol covers, you name it, customise cars and, you know, anything leather, anything canvas, repair tents and everything, yeah.
What do you do for movie sets?
Same thing, props making, main hero bag making and that sort of thing, shoes, yeah, clothing and all that sort of thing, yeah. Anything from saddles to little leather cups to go in the stores at the Green Dragon up in Hobbiton. Huge variety of work and props making.
What brought you to Rahutu?
My partner's job. She got a job in New Plymouth. We had to find somewhere to live, and this was the this little place was on offer.
What's the community like here?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, no, really tight little small community. Great people, yeah. Everybody that's in town has been here for many years. Get a few new people coming every so often, but they're, you know, good sorts as well. So, yeah, no, beautiful little West Coast town.
How long does it take to get to New Plymouth?
Half hour. Yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah. Do you do patches for gang members?
Yep, everything. Yep, I just put a mongrel mob patch on the other day, actually. Yep. No, that's all in my line of work. Doesn't bother me. I mean, I do work for all the gangs in the area and that sort of thing. The shops in town won't have anything to do with them and that sort of thing, you know. Don't have any problems with them at all.
Where do you get your leather?
Well, it's getting harder and harder as years go by. We did have a whole bunch of tanneries in New Zealand, but they closed them all down, you know. So now the leather we've got to buy from overseas, which is bad quality, you know. All the hides have got barbed wire scratch marks on them.
Can you source New Zealand leather?
Not easily.
Wow.
This is all my Lord of the Rings, some of Lord of the Rings paraphernalia and stuff over there. horse covers doing down here, another saddle I'm repairing there. I've just made that little set of saddlebags. Got another seat cover up on the workbench there I'm fixing for, well, making for a mate. So plenty of jobs on. And then part-time school bus driver to top that off.
What are the kids like?
Same as they have been for the last 16 years. Make you want to pull your hair out. Nothing changes. Yep.
Because a lot of the kids are country kids and they come on the bus.
Yeah, a lot of kids on the buses now because they closed all the area schools down a few years ago. So that really sort of upset a lot of people, making the kids have to change zones and travel long distances. Yep.
Oh, you got an old Singer sewing machine.
Yeah. Beautiful old one, that, 1964.
It still goes well.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
If you need it repaired, what do you have to do?
Oh, it's American. Any Chevy part will fit on it.
Hello.
Hello, Bridget. Hello, Bridget. I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol.
How are you?
Good. Would you like to come on through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me about your community.
Okay, so at Rahutu here we have 160 children at our school, predominantly farming community.
And at the moment you've got kids who have been on a camp up at Parihaka.
That's correct, we have. We've had an overnight at Parihaka, which is all about learning the local history.
Do you have close links to many marae here?
We do. We've got Pōtaka, which is southern, and then obviously we head to Parihaka.
What's special about this wee town?
Okay, what is the special thing? I think the special thing is that makes Rahutu a special place are the good people in a great town. So it's all about people, it's all about relationships, it's about the people connecting with one another, and that social responsibility, that's probably what I think makes a great town. Mm. A really good example is last year we had the tornado that ripped through our little township here, and the next day our children were out, they were picking things up from the bowling club and down at the town hall, they were off visiting the elderly within the community, making sure they were fine, and just doing those little bits of what we call manaakitanga for our community.
You've got the mountain and the sea here.
We do. We have, obviously, we have Mount Taranaki, and we have, looking this way, we've got a beautiful view from my office.
So you don't live in the community?
Yes, I do. I live just on the verge of the community. I live down at Waria, and it's lovely. It's great living in the community, being a part of it. And, you know, I get to go home every day and drive down a gravel road, and I feel like I'm on holiday. So this little area over here is a garden, and this was created by the students at the end of last term, and it's a buddy seat, and it's a place where all children can come to if they want to sit down, have a rest, or they want others to join them.
So if you see a child go and sit on that seat, what tends to happen?
Other children will come and join them, predominantly. Take them away. Others will come and sit. They'll play around the plants, and, yeah, it's a neat little space.
This is Carol, and Carol's Hello. Obviously got a very, very interesting piece of tool here. I would like you to do the pātere for her.
Pātere is what? Story about Rahutu, and where we are and who we are and how we are connected, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to let, would you like to lead it?
Yes,
okay, come in close everybody, see how far you can go.
To my rako Taranaki mangati torea E re re ne ko te wai o rautine I waka te re mai ko te mangaro o Kura haupa waka pakaru Ka puta ko Taranaki tūturu O niku tai pariki o uriki uta Kei re re tonu ko Parihaka papakanga ko te raukura o to
I've just stopped a man with a sprayer crossing the road. So what was your name?
Trevor Virko.
Trevor, are you a local?
Yeah, I am.
Yes.
Yeah, lived here my whole life.
What's it like?
Yeah, it's a great place to live.
Yeah, why do you like
close
it?
Close to the sea, close to the mountain, we know everybody. It's a really relaxing place to live.
And you've been out spraying, what have you been spraying?
I've been spraying weeds. I mow lawns and spray weeds for people.
How has Rahutu changed over time?
It's got a lot smaller.
What was it like when you were a kid?
Oh, a lot more people. school rolls are smaller, farms are bigger, have less people living on them, so yeah, it affects the population in that way.
And where do you go for essential services, for your supermarket and your doctor?
Opanaki has 2 4-squares and a really good medical centre. That's 16 k's away. Or New Plymouth is our closest city, 50 k's.
Do the locals look after each other?
Generally, yeah.
I was hearing about the tornado and how people, the whole community rallied.
Yeah, they do. I mean, everybody just goes out and helps everybody else.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, nice to talk to you.
I'm going to the pub.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good on you.
See ya.
Enjoy.
Hello. I'm looking for Mick.
There he is.
Yeah, because we're doing a wee series on communities of fewer than 500 people, sort of what makes them tick. And they tell me you've lived here a day or two.
Rahuru, since 1949, I was 18.
Yeah?
And I haven't left the place till I'm 90 now. But 1952, I got married. I'm proud of who I married, I'll tell you that. She's been was damn good to me. And she used to love her bowls over there and everything, you know. And I've been milking cows, and from there I drove a tanker for 29 years.
Well, you'd know these roads like the back of your hand.
29 years, and then when the amalgamation came up, well, I did a bit for 2 or 3 years, and then I finished. I'm the only fellow in Rahuru who's ever had 2 redundancies. I worked 10 years as caretaker up at Rahuru School, but I'm still available to work if they want me to. But
So you come down to the pub most days?
Yeah, well, I come down with my daughter over there. She's got the pub, eh? But I don't get nothing for free either, just so don't worry about it. But no, fair enough. All jokes aside, yeah.
You brought up your children here?
Yeah, I brought up 6. All went to Rahuru School. All went to Opanaki High School. Yeah.
Was it a good place to bring up kids?
Yeah, it was. There's a lot of stories I could tell you. Of my time in Rahuru. Yeah, just like sometimes you could go into a cocky and you could, big tanker, you could carry it out in a billy, eh? They never had very much, eh, you know?
And we're allowed to leave you beers. We're allowed to leave you beers for Christmas. We're allowed to do that anymore.
Aren't they?
No.
One fellow, he was only first year. He said to me, oh, Mick, he said, what do they give you for Christmas? Oh, I said, they give you a dozen of beer and a tie and a pair of socks, everything. I said, oh, kind-hearted, very nice. He was only a new chum on the job, eh? So when I arrived on the Christmas morning, here was his socks. I was only having him on.
Have you enjoyed living here?
Definitely, yeah.
What's the community like?
Well, 50-50. 50-50, yeah. No, I've enjoyed my time here. I have. Been some nice people here in Rahuru.
Mick Guthrie at the Rahuru Tavern. He was also a volunteer firefighter for 29 years.